There will be more cars than ever in downtown Ann Arbor this weekend, and it's one of our classic events you are going to love. Just a part of our weekend, and to get a sense of what's happening, let's talk with Michael Bright. He's back with us, assistant calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer, and on the air with us here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY each week. Hey there, Michael.
Hey, Lucianne. Thanks for having me.
All right. Do you remember your first car?
Yeah, 1988 Toyota Camry.
What color was it?
Oh, they're all white.
They're all white? Really?
I think everyone I've ever seen is white.
All right. What are we going to see downtown in the way of vehicles?
Yeah, probably some more pretty to look at cars than that. It's the annual Rolling Sculpture Car Show on Friday night, put on by the Ann Arbor Main Street Area Association. It's a annual show by local car owners. There'll be more than 300 antique, classic, concept, and exotic autos. In case downtown hasn't been congested enough, they'll be all over Main Street area, Liberty, Washington, down by the library there on South 5th to Division. A lot of cars out, and there'll be their owners standing around talking about them. If you're curious, they'll be, I'm sure, more than happy to tell you about them. So,
yeah, they've got those hoods propped up, and they love to show
you
what's
inside.
They got
their chair, and they're standing around pointing at things. That's their thing. So
there's some beauties, I'll tell you. They go back many, many years, and my favorites are, I think, from the 1960s, that whole group.
Yeah, 50s, 60s cars. That's what I like to look at. And it's always just good to walk around downtown if the weather's good. Take it in.
All right. Up to 300 cars. You can see them all on Friday. Let's go to the Encore Musical Theater Company in Dexter.
Yeah, they're winding down their summer production. They've been doing Fiddler on the Roof there. I think this weekend and next weekend are the last chances to see it, Thursday through Sundays. It's, of course, a classic 1964 musical about, Yiddish culture, and it's been really well reviewed. We had a review in the last issue that made it sound really fun to go see. So check it out. There's a lot of show times, 2 p.m. matinees usually, and then 7 p.m. shows the rest of the nights. It's $34 to $65 for that. And, of course, out in Dexter at the Encore Musical Theater Company.
Well, and Broadway veteran Daniel Friedman is starring as Tevye.
So you get some high-powered stars.
I know. It's amazing who they bring in. So, yeah. Let's see. What do you got next for us?
Celtic Festival this weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday, I believe. It's out in Saline. It's a kind of celebration they do recognizing Saline's sister city of Brecon, Wales. So this was formerly known as the Saline Celtic Festival, now called the Michigan Celtic Festival, because it's probably one of the biggest ones around. So there's jousting, the very popular corgi races, sheep herding demonstrations, the ever popular Mr. Pretty Legs kilt wearing competition.
Well, you know, I think both of you, our producer Derek.
Is Derek going to enter
could
the
you stand up there? I'd like to see those
Mr.
legs right
Pretty
now.
Legs.
Come on. What you got on under there?
I got shorts on.
All right. Yeah, you could enter. And I see you've got
pretty
shorts on.
Of course
you've
got shorts on. Yeah, it's summer.
Guys.
It's hot. Yeah.
I
don't have a kilt, though.
I'll vote for both of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Kilt or not.
Come on out. So, 5 to 11:30 Friday and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday. So it's Friday and Saturday. That's right, this weekend.
Okay.
So check it out down at the Washtenaw Farm Council grounds there.
All right. The Splash Pad dedication is happening this weekend. This opened up to a big success.
I know.
City of Ann Arbor knows what it's doing.
Yeah, apparently they really put this one together.
Yeah.
This is, of course, the new Splash Pad out at the Bicentennial Park, which is the formerly Southeast Area Park on Ellsworth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brand new Splash Pad with all sorts of water slides, foam cannons, all sorts of other stuff for kids. So they're going to have a dedication ceremony on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. All are welcome to come. Kids are welcome to play. They'll have a bubble station, DJs, of course, food trucks because they're everywhere, and cold treats. So free thing to do Saturday afternoon and good way to cool off.
I'll say. I mean, they had a good weekend for it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, 11 to 2 on Saturday.
Then we also have Saturday the Summer Game Spectacular. And, of course, if you have kids in the Ann Arbor area and you don't play the summer game, you should be playing the summer game. It's a lot of fun. Basically, it's a thing for kids to do all summer long, way to earn points and connect with the community. And they're having kind of a mixer, you know, have a lot of games. This is out at Vets Park on Saturday. The library does this every year. They'll have some aerial circus artists, bubbles, food trucks, of course, and other things. So another thing to do after you go to the dedication and cool off, you can come and check out what the library's got going on in Vets Park, 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday.
And just so people know, when you see those signs in people's yards, summer game signs, they have clues on them. You want to go and get the QR code or whatever's on the sign. That's all part of the game, right?
It's all part of the game. And when you see them, you enter them in, and then you get points. Mm-hmm. And some are worth more points than others. And at the end of the year, everybody gets some prizes. It's a lot of fun.
You know, when I see offspring of musicians that I remember, boy, do I feel old. And that's happening this weekend at the Arc. Tell everyone who's going to be performing.
Oh, well, it's Lucy Wainwright Roche. She's playing Sunday night at the Arc. She's, of course, the daughter of Loudon Wainwright III and Susie Roche.
Amazing.
She's great. She's a pop folk singer-songwriter. In her own right has been, you know, really highly regarded for a long time.
She's got good genes.
She does. And she's been favorably compared to Joni Mitchell and Nancy Griffith.
Wow.
She's one of the better folk writers out there as well. Her songs are just really dense and, you know, smart. She's going Sunday night at the Arc, 7:30. That's a little bit of an earlier show on Sundays there. $29, pretty good deal for that ticket.
All right. Well, those are just a few of the events. For more, people can go to the pages of the Ann Arbor Observer, pick it up at newsstands, go online at annarborobserver.com. If you live in the Ann Arbor area, you are getting that free in your mailbox every month. Otherwise, you can go ahead and get a subscription for that. It's relatively inexpensive. How much is a subscription?
It's $50 a year. It's not a lot.
No, it isn't.
It's not a lot. Yeah.
And then you'll be guaranteed to get it, so it's always nice.
And even if you live in the area, you can still subscribe, and then you become a friend of the Ann Arbor Observer.
And support it.
We'll invite you to our annual party at Top of the Park.
Yeah, you guys just had that. I wasn't able to go this year, but it's always a great time.
We missed you.
I missed you, too. But I'm so grateful to have you in studio each week. Thank you, Michael. Michael Bright, Assistant Calendar Editor. Visit AnnArborObserver.com for more details. More coming up on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.